In the 16th perek, perek Shisha Asar, the words Vizeh Romzu Rabbi Seinu Zal Be'Amram. That's where we're going to start from and see if you can find where that is. Yeah. Maybe you're going to sleep well tonight.
What's that?
Yeah.
16. Vizeh Romzu Lanu. You see where it is?
Perek Tisvav. Kafkas.
So it should be over here somewhere.
Half page 42.
Next
page 42. How do you say 42 in Spanish?
Here it is. It's on the bottom, chaf beis, close to the bottom, after the brackets. Vze ramzalanu zal ba'amra.
7 lines down.
See what that is? 7 lines from the bottom. Chaf beis, you're on chaf aleph.
Oh.
Not 42. Chaf beis.
Yeah.
Vze ramzalanu Rabbi Seinu be'amram. Machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa le'maisa. Chazal say, it's Gemara in Kiddushin. Person has a machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like fuses it with a maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa le'maisa, which everyone understands that to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats your machshava toiva as if it's a maisa. But doesn't it mean that? To have a leila meimar, mala alav akosav kilu asa. Person, let's say a person tries to get up for shachris, doesn't get up, or he tries to get up and he has an oinus, he has a stomachache. That's no machshava toira. Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif lamaisa. What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's kilu asa. I have a stomachache. It's not my fault. It's as if I did it. What does this mean? Eloha inyan. He says that that's not what the Gemara means at all. Eloha inyan. What this means is. Ki dechilu v'rechimu v'hisgalus liboy heim ha-mislabshim b'maisa ha-mitzvahs l'hachayoysam l'pirucha l'eila. Okay. Dechilu v'rechimu is ava nira. V'hisgalus liboy. When his heart is revealed. Heim ha-mislabshim b'maisa ha-mitzvahs. They mislabish, which means they envelop the maisa mitzvah. To give them chiyus, they should fly upwards, which means as follows. Deep stuff. You ready? Every one of us has avas Hashem. It's just some of us, the avas Hashem is dormant. It's lying. It's quiet inside of us, and we're not so in touch with it. We're not so aware of it. But everyone has avas Hashem. And there's some people that avas Hashem is bisgalos. It's out there. He's feeling it. He's aware of it. Oh. Let's make some platz. Mach platz. There's a seat over here. Do we have more tanyas up there? There should be more tanyas. Oh, there's your tanya over here. No. Everyone over here. We have over here. No. We're good. You have a chair?
Yeah.
That's a chair, yeah.
Yeah, what are the
nut and the other one's different types of strawberry banana.
Wow. A nut smoothie.
Wow. Low alcohol. Alcohol nonetheless. And there's mezainas here which goes with the nut smoothie. Gesh, what do you want?
Yeah, I don't want anything. I'm good.
Only time.
Not really.
Real time.
Here goes, my friends. So what we're talking about over here is there's different types of people. There are people that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the hava for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He might know about Hashem. He's not feeling it. It's in his heart, but it's like it's laying somewhere quiet inside of his heart. That's called the hava musteris. It's a hidden hava. Like sometimes, for example, let's say a person's frustrated with his wife or his kid, even his kid. And you're frustrated, and you're not expressing any type of ahava. But if all of a sudden, Rachman, let's say there'd be like an emergency, all of a sudden the ahava comes out, right? You really love the child, even if right now you're frustrated. It's ahava musteris. And there's some people who their ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always musteris. And there's some people that the ahava is bizgalus, right? They're feeling it, their heart is like passionate, and it's very obvious their ahava for Hashem. Eloha inyan, this is what we're up to. Ki bedechilu v'rechimu, when there's ahava nira, bihisgalus liboy, which it's being revealed, it's open in his heart. Heim hamislabshim v'maisei hamitzvos. And it envelops the maisei mitzvah, which means that when he does a mitzvah, he does it with kishmak. He does a mitzvah with ahava and simcha, he does his mitzvahs. La'achayoysam, to give them chios, he pumps life into his mitzvahs. Leparcha le'elan, his mitzvahs fly. They fly, they're poirach le'elan, to very high up. His mitzvahs are able to go all the way to Shemayim, to the different olamas in Shemayim. Ki alev, who gam came chomri kishar evarim, the lev is physical like the other evarim. Shehem kli hamaisa, you do mitzvahs lulav with your yadayim. So you're doing a mitzvah by yadayim. Your lev is also gashmi. Elishu pnimi, but it's an internal organ. V'chius lohem, and it's able to give chius to the rest of the guf. V'lochein yachol lehislabesh behem liyois lohem gadfin la'aloisom. They're like wings, and it brings your mitzvahs to Shamayim. Because your heart is physical. And because it's physical, if you have chius in your heart, the chius in your heart pumps out to your mitzvahs that you're doing with your guf, and it gives it the chius, gives it wings, and it flies, your mitzvahs fly. Ah, however, hadechilu v'rechimu, this aven yira, this love of Hashem, this fear of Hashem, shebe tvunois moichoi, that's only in the understanding of his mind, v'ta'alumois liboi, ta'alumois means it's hidden in his heart. A person who is very laissez-faire, very cavalier, not very calm about his mitzvahs. He's not expressing any ahava in his heart. It's b'ta'alumos libo, it's hidden in his heart. Anizko le'el govu darcheihem lemailo lemailo b'chinas ha'maisa. The Efshalem le slabish bechinas maisa mitzvahs liaslem bechinas moichin vechios. So that is like very distant. When it's just in my mind is very far from my body. My mind is abstract. When it's abstract, so therefore it's like not connected to this world. And if it's not connected to this world, whatever I'm doing and what I'm thinking don't really work together in tandem. My heart is in this world. The heart is physical. Lev, basar, it's flesh. But what's going on in my mind is more abstract. V'yev sholehem, and because it's abstract, yev sholehem, lihislabish. They can't now envelop and they cannot clothe. V'bechinas maisa mitzvahs. Liyo islahem b'chinas moichin v'chius, and it can't be the moich and the chius and the life. Lahaloisav, in order to elevate my mitzvahs, l'poruch ha'le'ilav, that my mitzvahs should fly. I can't put gas in the mitzvahs because it's too distant. It's too far away. I need something physical to be able to give life to a physical mitzvah. And my machshava, my moich, is too abstract, it's too spiritual, it's too far, it doesn't connect, so it can't give into my mitzvah something that's going to allow my mitzvahs to then be elevated.
Mitzvahs are more like a physical thing.
Mises.
Mises.
Yeah. Imloy she'akadosh baruch hu mitzarfon u'mechabron lebechinas maisa. If it wasn't for the fact that Hashem in his kindness connects that abstract thought mitzarfam, because Baruch Hu fuses it with his maisa. Machshava, v'heina nikros b'shem machshava toiva. A machshava toiva is a machshava that's only in a person's mind. Ki einam dechilu v'rechimu, these are not feelings of love and of fear. Mamish b'hizgalos liboy, they're not in his heart. Ki im b'tvunas moichoy, it's only in his mind. Ubetalumois liboy, and in the hiddenness, ta'alumos is to be hidden. Ta'alumois liboy keniskale. It's all hidden, and when it's hidden, it doesn't come out in this world, so it can't really be wings for your mitzvah. He's saying deep stuff over here. Okay, we have over here. different types of ahava for Hashem, as we mentioned. There's ahava for Hashem, which is ahava b'hizgalus halef. There's ahava that is that a person expresses in this world. He makes it physical. And a physical ahava is able to give chiyus to a physical mitzvah. And there's ahava that's purely spiritual, it's theoretical, it's abstract, it's just in my mind. But we live in an olam ha-maisa, we're trying to take the olam ha-maisa and elevate it. If you don't bring your ahava down here to this world, it's not going to be able to bring your mitzvahs up. Because it's not physical, they don't connect. If it wasn't for Hashem's chesed, Hashem says that takes a machshava toiva, which means a machshava which is purely in your mind, umitzarfol ha-maisa. And he connects it to your action. If a person is not, again, if a person is not doing it with a lev basar, if you do it with a lev basar, so then you don't need Kodesh Baruch Hu's machshava toiva mitzarfa lemaisa. So let's see, what does this mean now? He's going to get even deeper. It's very, very deep over here. Ach. Tziruv zeh, this connection which we made. Mitzarif HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem is doing it. Kidei, in order, lehalois, to elevate maisa hamitzvois, the actions that are being done, the maisa hamitzvos, the esek hatoiro, and the learning of toira hanasim al yidei machshava toiva, that's done through a person's mind, abstract, that heart, anizko le'el, ad oilom habriya. There's different levels, okay, we're getting into very Kabbalistic ideas. There's a level, the lowest level is called oilom ha'asiyah, Olam HaYetzira, Olam HaBriya, and Olam HaTzilos. Olam HaTzilos is Mamesh, that's the highest level. And so when something comes down to this world, it starts in Olam HaTzilos, when it's just like a spiritual force, goes into the Olam HaBriya, Olam HaYetzira, and eventually gets into Olam HaYetzira. So a lulav, or an esrig, how does it look in this world? Looks like a citron. But when that's in the Olam HaAsiyah. In the Olam HaYetzira, it looks like something else. And in the Olam HaBriya, it looks like something else. In the Olam HaTzilus. So that's what that's a shtal shalos. It's coming down to us. It looks like this. But when we shake a lulav, we're like, okay, you know, what are we doing already over here? Because down here, that's what it looks like. We don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us to attach to something that's much higher. So now, what we want to do is we want to take that mitzvah and try to elevate it. We're going to make this a citron. It's not a citron, it's an esrig. And it's not just an esrig, it's an esrig that's going to create mitzvahs, right? Malochim. Oh, how do we do that? We're elevating the esrig. So now, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes your machshava and he brings this maisa all the way to the Olam HaBriya, one right below Atzilos. Makoim alias hatoyr v'hamitzvos hanasim al yedei dechilu v'rechimu sichliim asher behisgalis liboy mamish. A regular person, a tzaddik, who's doing mitzvahs with hisgalus, with bren, with fire, with gishmak, and that's how he does his mitzvahs. How high do his mitzvahs go? To the Olam HaBriya. Now I'm doing these like a little bit more schleppy mitzvahs. I know I'm supposed to do it, but I'm not really feeling it so much. I'm slipping my feet. Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzar for machshava toiva lemaisa, and he brings it also to the Olam HaBriya.
This is if you do a maisa without... You're doing a maisa or you're not?
You're doing a maisa.
But you're just doing it with like feeling that you were just latent inside of you that wasn't like actively...
Correct. You're not feeling the fire.
Okay.
You're not feeling the burn.
What mitzvah is the highest? How could you get to the highest mitzvah?
Well, it's not about which mitzvah is the highest. It's about how pure your intentions are.
What I need to feel like that, to think, I don't know.
That's the... So again, if a person... The best thing is a person has a lev basar, which means he's now has a lot of emotion in his davening, in his learning. He's learning with a gishmak. He's davening, doing mitzvahs with a gishmak. And that gishmak, that hergish that he has, elevates his mitzvahs all the way to the Olam HaBriya. Olam Atzilos is beyond us. That's by Nafshi Yechida.
We're on the same level as the other guy. If the guy doesn't...
Because Baruch Hu brings you up there. I don't know when, because Baruch Hu decides when to do it and when not. We'll have to see that. But
you go to Olam Atzilos?
No, we're not going to Olam Atzilus. I mean, we would love to get there eventually, but even the Tzaddikim, Olam Atzilus is like really, it's like a...
Is there anything above Olam Atzilus?
Not in the Olamas, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, I guess. He's not in an Olam at all.
Doesn't mean that mitzvahs go up, they get like accounted for, like they get
accounted for.
That's when they're having an influence. How high up? The higher up it goes, the more influence your mitzvah has in Shemayim, and the more ki'ilu there's the koyach of the Shechina.
Why are we saying wings specifically? Why do we use that?
That's the way to elevate it. In other words, it's flying up. So that's what I think is.
What, the mitzvah itself is flying up?
Yeah. Yeah, in other words, yeah. A mitzvah is kind of like a malach.
Us,
yeah.
As opposed to us, like, right. Elevating ourselves, where right. This is purely focused on the mitzvah. Right.
Yeah. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes your mitzvah, al oilam ad oilam habriya, makam aliyas ator mitzvah sanasim ayde dechilu v'ruchim usichliyam, asher behizgalus libo mamash. Avo belav hochi. Even if you wouldn't do that, say a person does a mitzvah and he does it shleppy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzar for the maisa. Nami oilam lo oilam ha yitzira. A person does a mitzvah without lev. It also goes to oilam ha yitzira. It's not like it just goes nowhere. Al yidei techilu verechilu tivim hamustorim belev kol yisrael b'tol doisam. Every person has. What does mustorim mean? Hidden. Now, when a person doesn't bring out his Ahavas Hashem and his Yiras Shemayim, then it's Mustor, then he goes to the Olam HaYitzira. Kodesh Baruch Hu has to elevate it from the Olam HaYitzira to the Olam HaAsiya.
What's the point of the two lower levels?
The Olam HaAsiya? The Olam HaAsiya is a person's doing it and it's not even Mustarim. He just feels forced. He's totally forced. He has no, it's like he's zero. He's not even like, I know it's the right thing, I'm just doing it because I'm told to do it. There's people that keep Shabbos and they don't even like, there's once a Baruch I was talking to me, said I'm only keeping Shabbos because I'm afraid of my parents, that's it. Not because I know it's the right thing. That's like totally empty. That's Olam HaAsiya. And then there's mitzvahs that get to the Olam HaYitzira, and there's mitzvahs that get to the Olam HaBriya, and then there's, and Olam HaTzilus is beyond us. That's beyond us.
So when it says doing mitzvah with your lev, it means that it's dormant.
There's two. There's doing mitzvahs with your lev dormant, and then there's doing mitzvahs with your lev is galus, and there's not doing mitzvahs with your lev at all.
That stays only in Olam
HaAsiya. Olam HaYitzira is a mitzvah that he's doing just with his mind. Now, so he explains, or Pinchas Friedman explains just one nakuda over here, is that he says the Olam HaYitzira.
Is it the Shvili Pinchas?
Yes.
He wrote a commentary on the Taniyosa.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So he says the following thing. The Olam HaBriya is shayach to the Bechina of Bina. Bina is shayach to Nashim. Olam HaBriya is Sherish HaBina. Now, Nashim, we know, are much more emotional than men are. Men are more intellectual, are more cerebral. That's why we learn Torah. And women daven. Davening is more hergish, learning is more seichel. So the Olam HaYitzira, which is a lower Olam, is the Olam for men. The Olam HaBriya, which is the Olam of Regesh, is really shaykh to women. That's why women have the ability of creating, and they have more shaykhs to Briya than Adam does.
So you're saying that women could get higher than men?
I don't know the answer to that question. That's what it seems like, even though we know that in many ways it's not like that. But women are naturally higher than men in a certain way. That's why women don't need as many mitzvahs. Right? They don't need as many mitzvahs. They're naturally higher than us.
Only in regards to the influence of their mitzvah, but not in regards to the hashivas of the mitzvah. So I mean, their tefillahs are being influenced in a higher level, but not right. The hashivas of the mitzvah are not.
We said the higher up it goes, the more chashiv it is. So you right. Can't really separate the two.
Well, the point of a man is to be malet. A woman is a bechina of shamayim. A man is bechina of shamayim. Woman is bechina of aretz. I'm sorry. A man is bechina of shamayim. Woman is bechina of aretz.
Don't we refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu as he?
We do.
So if we're trying to be as godly as possible,
he's mashpia. Because he is always a giver. Man is the giver. The woman is the taker.
Kirva is resemblance, and if man resembles a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right. Say is, and we refer to Hashem.
So I don't know the answer to that question. I really don't. I don't know why the Olam of Bria is the Olam of Nekeva and is higher than the Olam of Yetzirah is the Olam of Zachar. I don't know exactly how that works or why that works.
But. Also, man can also do the Olam of Bria,
he gets there, yeah, Vada, right. And Achanami. So a man, through being Miskasha to a woman, is male from the Olam of Yetzirah to Olam of Bria. That's true. A man can do that, right? That's the whole idea of a man getting the regesh, which is the heart. I'll tell you one nakuda, which the Piasetzna says, which is similar but not exactly the same. This is a very powerful idea about a kodesh baruch hu mitzar from machshava toiva lamaisa. He says sometimes there's people that have machshava toivas. They want to get up. They want to come to davening, but they have a stomachache. And there are some days when they come to davening, they don't really want to be there. So one is like a goof without a neshama. The one's like a neshama without a goof. I came to davening, but I had no heart. That mitzvah, where is it going to go? It's going to stay in Olam Asiya. And there's other times a person has the heart to do the mitzvah, but he has no goof. He didn't make it. He has no mitzvah. He just has, all he has is Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you combine the two of them. So if you ever did chesed, and you didn't really want to do it, but there's another time you really wanted to do chesed, but you didn't end up doing it, Hashem puts the two together in order to have a guf and the neshama.
What is better?
That's a very good question.
Sounds like, yeah.
Which is better? Yeah. I think it's better to want to do chesed and not do it, than to do chesed and not want to do it.
Don't we say that if you want to do something,
yeah,
but no, if you don't want to do it, but you do it anyways, isn't that like a good thing?
It is a good thing. But it's still like, it's like a goof without a neshama. It's not as good as it could be. We can't get it out of the Olam Asiya. It's a good thing in Olam Asiya. We want to get it to the Olam of Yetzira. We want to get it to the Olam of Bria. But it's just a goof without a neshama. Goof stays in the Olam Asiya. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yeah, but you remember that other time when you had a machshava, toiva, and you had no, and all, that's all you had? So now I'm going to take that machshava toiva, and that's going to be the wings for your maisa, and it's going to bring it up to the ilum.
I think Tilly's thing is also like when we say like you're supposed to learn when it's hard, like
right,
it's not
right, for sure. But you should
want. Isn't that greater than learning when it's easy, like and we're enjoying it? Like,
for sure. But even when it's hard, a person can have hard to do and do it with emotion. Even when it's hard, it doesn't mean do it when it's dry necessarily. And that's and there is schar for that also. But it's, when a person does it, even let's say a person really wants to learn, it's very very tired. So if he says, I don't want to learn now, I'm doing it anyway, it's one thing, but I really, really want to learn, but it's very hard for me, for whatever reason it's very hard for me. I really want to learn, but the guys are going out. I really want to learn, but it's hard. It doesn't mean that I don't have the regesh. I have a lot of regesh. A person has to work on this heart. Of course we should do mitzvahs even if you don't feel it, for sure. And you get a lot of schar for that. You do get a lot of schar for that. But the...
Not go play basketball because all his friends want to play basketball.
What are you saying?
But he really wants to learn.
Nah, that's not going to work out too well for him. Okay, my friends, we finished the perek. That's all for tonight.